This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Zimbabwe's former president Robert Mugabe has lashed out at the political party he founded in the 1960s. Today's election is the first in 38 years without Mugabe on the ballot as head of the ZANU-PF party.
I can't vote for ZANU-PF. I can't vote for those who have caused me to be in this condition.
94-year-old Mugabe resigned in November under pressure from the military. Longtime deputy, 75-year-old Emmerson Mnangagwa, took over and is now running for president. He faces stiff competition from the head of the largest opposition party, Nelson Chamisa. Cambodians went to the polls Sunday for an election in which Prime Minister Hun Sen's Cambodian People's Party took the ballot in a landslide. The only viable alternative party had been banned from participating. Occidental College scholar Sopal Ear.
The ballot did not include the main opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, which won 44% of the vote in 2013 and 43% in commune elections in 2017. And he's able to do that, the Prime Minister of Cambodia is able to do that because he had all the levers of government, including the judiciary, to launch attacks and to dissolve the main opposition party, which is what happened last year.
UN condemned Cambodia's Supreme Court for banning the CNRP, and the U.S. and the European Union withdrew support for yesterday's voting. Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, has defended his economic policy, saying he was left with no choice but to embrace painful austerity measures to revive an economy affected by years of political turmoil and violence. His economic reform program has won el-Sisi praise from Cairo's Western backers. This is VOA News. Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government will not back down and is willing to go its own way if the United States imposes sanctions over Turkey's detention of American evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson on charges of terrorism and espionage. James Jeffrey is a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and former U.S. ambassador to Turkey.
There are American evangelicals who are very concerned. Vice President Pence has taken up their case, as has the president, and importantly, as has the U.S. Congress, particularly as some months ago, President Erdogan, who's interested in the extradition from Pennsylvania of Fethullah Gulen, who the Turks, I think with good reason, think was behind the 2016 coup, suggested publicly a linkage between Pastor Brunson and Fethullah Gulen.
President Trump has threatened Turkey with sanctions unless Brunson is released. President Trump's top economic advisors say the 4.1% second quarter expansion of the U.S. economy announced last week is sustainable over time. It is the most growth in nearly 4 years. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin appeared on Fox News Sunday.
I think we're well on this path for several years. So I don't think this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. I think we definitely are in a period of 4 or 5 years of sustained 3% growth, at least.
On the CBS program Face the Nation, Larry Kudlow, director of the U.S. National Economic Council, spoke of the drivers behind the growth rate.
The heart of this report, as I said, consumer spending, business investment are on a tear. Business investment is on a tear, which was really what our tax cuts were designed
right.
to do.
And your deregulation.
The deregulation, thank you, and the energy. And by the way, the president's attitude, the war against business is over.
Kudlow said last week's trade agreement with the European Union will significantly reduce trade barriers over time, and he is hopeful of a breakthrough in trade talks with Mexico and Canada. Wildfires burning almost unchecked in California have claimed a sixth victim. More than 50,000 people have been forced from their homes. California Fire Chief Ken Pemlet said these fires also have been very personal for the first responders.
There are a lot of people working the fire lines who have either lost homes, have family members who have lost homes, or certainly have been evacuated. And just some Herculean efforts between law enforcement, firefighters, and many others to pull people from harm's way.
Two of the thousands of firefighters trying to keep the wildfires down have died in the last week. Meantime, in Greece, they have begun to bury the victims of deadly wildfires there, the death toll standing at 91. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.